Hello, bonjour, and welcome to CJRO News on CJRO Radio. I'm Candice Vetter, reporting from Embrun. No humans or livestock were hurt at a barn fire on Birch Grove Road between Russell and McGladrey Roads on Saturday. Ottawa Fire Services were called around 5:30 a.m. Saturday, December 2nd. The fire in the barn, which was used to store dry hay for cattle and some farm equipment, was fully engaged. Firefighters focused on protecting a nearby barn containing livestock and keeping a diesel tank cool. It took 7 hours to control the fire. A large part of the feed stored for winter was destroyed. Bonnie Crombie will be stepping down next year as Mississauga's mayor after she won the Ontario Liberal leadership race on Saturday, December 2nd. Crombie was the front runner and won on the third ballot. In her victory speech, she said the party's focus will be to take down Conservative Premier Doug Ford in the next election. She defeated Ottawa Centre MP Yasser Naqvi, Toronto MP Nate Erskine-Smith, and Liberal MPP Ted Sue. Police in Belgium have arrested a person in Morocco who is alleged to be responsible for the recent bomb threats against schools in eastern Ontario. On November 1st, almost all schools and many public facilities received threatening ransom messages saying bombs had been placed in their premises. No explosives were found. The person arrested is also believed to have done the same thing against schools in Belgium in late November. Corey Brisbois of Martintown was arrested and charged with fraudulent concealment on November 22nd, OPP arrested him and seized a Ford F-350 Super Duty tow truck with a false vehicle identification number. During a traffic stop in November, police noticed the vehicle did not match the description associated with the VIN. This makes a small dent in the large problem of stolen vehicles, which has proliferated in our coverage area. Many residents of Embrun and other towns have doorbell cam footage of men checking vehicles and driveways and bringing scanners to read key fobs. Vehicles with push-button starts are the most commonly stolen. To report suspicious behavior, call the non-emergency line at 1-888-310-1122, or if an emergency, call 911. Tips can also be given to Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or OntarioCrimeStoppers.ca. The new nationwide 988 mental health emergency number is now functional. Persons having a mental health crisis or who know someone in crisis can call or text 988. The Distress Center of Ottawa is one of the centers answering calls. The City of Ottawa is asking farmers in the rural parts of the city to participate in a waste disposal survey. The media release describes farms as having potential for generating additional unavoidable farm waste beyond the three-item limit, which starts next year. Greens Environmental Technologies scored a $3.5 million deal with West Hall of Dragon's Den. The show aired last week. Greens is founded by local Russell resident Ron Albert and has headquarters in Chesterville. Their ice resurfacing technology reuses the chipped ice picked up on a rink, melts, filters, and reapplies it to the ice for a perfect surface. It is a new generation of resurfacing, which is expected to save water, time, and money for arenas and rinks. The Russell Township Library's used book sale is on at the Russell branch during regular hours until December 9th. Payment by cash or debit. But only. Google has reached an agreement with the federal government, which will pay a lump sum to be distributed among Canadian news outlets in exchange for their news content. So CJRO will be searchable on Google again, but not yet on Facebook or Instagram. The Albert Bellanger Bridge in Lemieux is now reopened to traffic. Jeremy Bouchard, Director of Public Works, said in a media release, the work on the deck has been major and we are very pleased with the results. He also thanked the community for their patience and collaboration. That's in the Nation municipality. Russell Township is seeking spare crossing guards to act as replacements when regular crossing guards are away. This position is responsible for the safety of school children at assigned street crossings for designated hours each day the schools are in session. Details are at russell.ca/jobs. CJRO wants to report on the many newsworthy happenings in our area, so please send news ideas to newscjro@gmail.com by Monday morning. Get the local news that matters to you anytime on cjroradio.com. Tune in to 107.7 or 107.9 FM. Or listen on the TuneIn and Radio Player Canada apps. I'm Candice Vetter for CJRO News. CJRO, last on the dial, first for local news.